I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The death of the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Alexei II, may cause problems for evangelical Christians in Russia. Vice President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says Metropolitan Kirill has been appointed the interim leader. He says Kirill is anti-Western.
For evangelical, it means that there will be more control, there will be more pressure, because Metropolitan Kirill, he claimed that Russia belongs to the Orthodox Church, or that Orthodox Church should be the state church in Russia like it used to be before revolution.
Next, last week we told you about a GFA missionary who escaped from his captors. Now, N. Shahon is telling his story. He was confronted by young Hindu extremists as he was ministering in a nearby village. He was held in a hut for hours before they took him to a road to meet the extremist leader. Shahon asked to use the bathroom. They allowed him to go into the woods, and he began to run. While many gave chase, he got away. Thank you for praying. The complete story can be found at our website. And Teen Missions International is an organization that specializes in training and equipping teenagers for the mission field. For 39 years, they've been trying to instill in them a missions vision. Teen Missions president and founder Bob Bland says Teen Mission will be the focus of a U.S. network television program.
CBS 48 Hours, which is network television, they produced a one-hour special, and it shows the ministry of Teen Missions. They are going to air that on Saturday, December the 13th, and it's called the Lord's Boot Camp.
Check your local listings. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD, Christmas Go Tell It, is waiting for you at our website. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.